Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And you're very welcome back. 087-032-3232 is the WhatsApp. Now, Santa Zagaro, welcome to studio.
Thanks,
Santa. Santa, you'll know, is the money mentor. She's our visiting critic this week, and we get people to do something they'd never consider doing, or get them into their discomfort zone and review the experience for you. The worst thing imaginable for you, Santa, dining alone.
Yeah, not just dining alone, not like Eddie Rockets or something, you know, like in a nice restaurant.
Yeah, that's an important distinction.
I think so. Like, yeah. You know, not like a grab and go.
In and out.
No, like somewhere where there's ambiance and everybody's sitting there and you have people on dates and you're just sitting on your tot.
I think there are always people, though, aren't there, around, particularly in Dublin, in cities, even around the world, someone's going to be dining alone for work.
Yeah, I've never noticed it, really. It's just been such a big thing in my head.
Never ever done this before.
No, usually I'm the person at the table with people.
Are you somebody who normally takes risks? Are you an adventurous sort?
I think so, to a certain point. Like, I'm not going to bungee jump or anything. I just think that's unnecessary. but I take a little bit of risk. But this would have been some... I'm kind of going in that direction where it's, you know, I feel that... when you trap yourself in a way of thinking, then you don't do anything. So I was already thinking along those lines, and then your producer was speaking to her and I was like, this is so weird.
The idea of it. What was weird to you?
I just thought everybody be staring at me. I'd be sitting in a room and, you know, we're eating and I just, the whole process of it, I didn't even get knots in my stomach. My legs were actually weak thinking about it.
So. That's too traumatic. What did you do? How did you prepare? Because it, as you say, it wasn't a quick grab and go. It was a nice place, a nice tapas restaurant somewhere in Dublin.
It was indeed.
And did you dolly yourself up?
I did. I was like lady in red.
Really?
Yeah. I said, if I'm going to go in there, I'm going to have me armour on me fully ready. So
brilliant.
Fully made up, and I was wearing red, and I walked in there totally glammed, and I was sitting on my own. Looked like I got stood up.
Were you feeling nervous on the way in?
I was. I think I was like, oh God. And I couldn't have my phone, couldn't have a book.
Yes, yeah.
To read or anything. Like, but you, I thought you would have looked weird actually with a phone with the blue light there. The only person on their own on a phone.
Everyone does that though.
Actually.
That is the way people dine alone.
There wasn't anybody like that though. There was no phones. You know, like you think everybody's on the phone taking pictures of the food. No, everybody was talking. And I was like, wow. And I started saying, you know what, just be present. In an hour from now, 2 hours from now, you're not going to be here. Enjoy the food.
What a way to think about it. Just think, use this
don't look around. And then it was fine. I started really listening to everybody's conversations. And then the worst part was, couldn't look back to see who was saying that, who said that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I'm at this table, I'm at that table. I was naming them all.
I want to know everything that happens. Okay, you walk into the restaurant, you're swanning in your reds, you're turning heads, I presume.
I don't know, I'm not looking.
do you get a nice reaction from the staff, a normal reaction when you say, I'm here just for one?
Yeah, I think first she was going to put me at the door and then I was like, no, thank you. Now people on the outside are going to see me as well.
Yeah.
And then I got a lovely table then and they were lovely. The staff were lovely. I could see them looking at me like, what's going on here? But no one said anything and they were totally friendly and it was probably me shaking, you know.
We're used to seeing this, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do the thing where you sit down and it's just you and they whip away the cutlery and the glass from the other side of them?
No, they didn't, because it was pre-booked.
Oh, it was pre-booked.
She's on her own. He never turned up.
And they just take everything away. You know that kind of soul-crushing moment? Yeah, it's just me.
It's just me. I never read a menu. Like, I didn't prepare for it because I was like, you know, that's going to take time reading the menu. Okay. I was like,
you need a prop.
I was reading the menu like a book. I was like, wow.
This is your crush.
This is my mom. And I tasted every morsel of food. I mean, so slow. I was like,
That sounds good.
Yes, it was really good. I was like, you know what? That's like great. I would do it again. Like, I wouldn't run out and do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
But I wouldn't feel like I'd be stuck if I was somewhere at night. If I was somewhere why go and have eat crap when you can go somewhere nice? Yeah. We work hard, so why not?
Or if you're staying at a hotel for work, yeah. You don't want to sit in your room.
Go down and have a nice... I think a hotel is safer, though. Because at least people know.
Okay, I getcha. Yes, you know? Yes. Where it's and a dedicated restaurant.
When it's a dedicated restaurant and then in your city... You know, it's like, wow, I just left home, was 20 minutes away.
Did you have a fear that someone's going to come in on a romantic evening and go, there's herself.
Oh, there's Santa's over there. Hiya. Yeah, I was thinking that and I was like, there was a few. I had different tables names. So to the left of me, I had the parents, I call them.
Oh, these are the other customers that you started giving names. Okay,
yeah,
okay, so like the parents.
Yeah, they were excited just to be out, happy with life.
Gotcha.
And then I had, I don't know.
By the way, were they talking about their kids? Is that how you know
they were talking about their kids? And then they were just too excited, in general. They were just too excited in general. Then I had like, I caught one jambon and hambone and hambone. Like there was two men, but one was really educated, it seemed, and he was kind of teaching the other guy. So I was like, he's ham, and he's like, you know, I was kind of saying Spanish, like, and then he had, and then you had, I called him the boys in the corner. So you had four men and they were like very quiet at the start, really into the food. And as the wine was flowing, then I kind of would have loved to be at their table. Then the crack was really going. Yeah.
How many glasses of wine did it take for them to start conversing with each other?
Oh, I'd say, I know too much now.
Yeah, I know. And I'm really nosy.
She's a spy. I'd say they were on the second bottle now.
And second bottle?
Yeah, okay. And then things are going then. Things are heating up then.
Isn't it extraordinary to watch that?
Yeah, I was like, this is so cool. I was watching a couple, the Spicies, I call them. They're on a date.
We have to get you to do this every week. The Spicies.
Yeah, they're on a date. She was pretending she doesn't eat. I was like, come on, girl, just eat it. Like, you know. Throw it into you.
How was she pretending? Did she?
You know, like, oh, and then she was saying something about her stomach, and I was like, oh, for God's sake, just eat the food.
It was being pushed around the plate, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, and then he was like, they're obviously just, you know, fresh. So.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
I love judging those ones.
I was like, come on. I was like rolling my eyes. I was practically there with them.
Probably would have helped. Were they a young couple?
Yeah, they were young enough. And they weren't on their phone as well. And then later in the night...
They weren't on their phone?
They weren't on the phone.
Oh, that's interesting.
They were looking gazing into each other's eyes.
I saw a couple last week in a restaurant. They were definitely going out quite a while. It was a special occasion.
Yeah.
Never left their phone out of their hand, including while eating.
Wow. Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
It's very sad, yeah. But it was fascinating to watch.
See, I'd rather be on my own. They might as well have been on their own, just there for show.
But you say that, but at the same time, they were conversing in their early 20s way. Yeah. You know, they were chatting to each other while looking at their phones. And that's like...
That's life now. That's the new generation.
But they're all like really nicely dressed and they were out for a special occasion. Anyway, sorry.
And taking a picture.
Back to your story.
Of course.
How did that day go then? Did you follow it through the whole...
I think it went well. Like... he went to the bathroom, the bill came. She didn't even look at the bill. I was like, wow, you go, girl. I was like, wow.
That's a big move,
she didn't
isn't
even
it?
Look at the bill. She just went, he's going to pay. I was like, well.
She's thinking, I didn't eat anything, so I'm going to pay.
She's like, well, I only had a chip. No.
When he came back, did he just effortlessly?
Yeah, he just paid. He was a total gentleman. I think she was like Brazilian. Yeah. She was stunning now, to be honest. And he was just happy out. He was just happy to be there.
Was there kind of old style chivalry? Did he
there
help
was.
Her to the
he
seat
was like,
or?
I was watching her leave and he was like watching her, you know, making sure she didn't hit her leg off. I was like, wow.
First
I took
date,
it all in. I've never been this attentive in my life.
Early
even
dates.
To my own kids. I was like, literally.
You do eat, by the way.
I do. Well, I was like, you know, I had the gambas, a pill, the usual, the spicy prawns. And I had a burger, but I feel that was just from nerves. I thought, like, I was like, why did I get that? And then I had the paella. paella.
Paella, risky on a nervous stomach.
Yeah, and then I was like, I didn't really like that, so we won't go into that. I tasted every bit of it. I was like,
dry, was it?
Yeah, it was a bit.
We haven't named the restaurant, so we can.
No. They said it was fish. It wasn't a lot of fish in it.
Oh, yes.
I was like, throw a prawn in. Like, it's Dublin Bay prawns are just up the road. Throw a prawn in there. Yeah, and an American couple came in later and they were literally sitting on my lip. Like, they were literally right next to me. So it was kind of awkward.
With probably loads of empty tables elsewhere. You know, why do these staff do that?
Like, right next to me, I was like, this is a humiliation.
Especially because you're on your own. So if I'm them in a couple, well, that person's going to be listening to everything.
Everything. And I just, at that point, I wasn't even pretending. I was like, I'm here. And then she went to the bathroom and he turned around and he was like, so.
he was like, so,
I'm kind of doing this challenge. And we got talking, it was really lovely. And he said, oh, when Lindsay, that's her name, when Lindsay comes back, she'll tell you she went to Portugal for 2 weeks on her own, you know? And I was like, that's really cool. And we just got talking then, and it was like 20 past 10 when I left. So I was meant to be.
What time did you arrive?
8 o'clock.
Wow.
By the time I got talking with them,
two hours 20.
Yeah. I was ready to go before them. And then they came and they were a great crack. They're from Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah. So
were they on holidays here?
Yeah. And he was a chef as well. And he was like, I only usually grab and go. And I said, but you're a chef. He's like, I travel a lot. And I was like, and you don't eat good food because you're on your own? I was like, no, that's crazy to me because that's research. In my mind, I would have convinced myself of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
Irish, you see. We know good food.
We know good food. He said he wasn't impressed with Irish sausages. He said they were too soft. So
he likes those really hard, tough ones.
I was like, oh, American slagging Irish food. I don't know. You can do that now.
That's when you left.
I was like, I gotta go. I can't keep the peace.
That friendship has continued, I believe.
Yeah, she added me on LinkedIn. Now, I haven't gone back. I was like, well, look,
you're cooling off.
It served its purpose. No, I'm joking. No, she was lovely, lovely. And very, you know, like sometimes you're like, oh, I was meant to sit here talking to you because I'm kind of going in that way where I'm challenging myself in life.
Oh, yes.
And, going on a meal on my own, it was such a big thing in my head. So now I'm like, how many things have you stopped? It wasn't a big deal. No one cared. Everybody was enjoying their dinner. The crack was still going, you know, and I was like, you know, I would do this again, but I want to see what else I can do. Now I'm hearing her saying she went to Portugal for 2 weeks. I'm like, well, if I do want to go on a holiday, maybe I don't have to get my friends. You know, I could just go. And I'm going to Barcelona next week.
Are you? So this is, you're going to go solo traveling?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to a beautiful city.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get a little food tour now. I'll be with a group, I'd say. But one of my friends is not happy with
that. That's a good thing to do when you're solo traveling.
Yeah.
When your friends
are wanting
to come,
but I want to do whatever I want. I have kids and stuff, and I don't want to tie laces. I just want to go and do whatever I want.
Mum needs her own time.
Yeah.
And you're very comfortable in your own company now, courtesy of this challenge.
Yeah, hopefully, we'll see.
An anonymous WhatsApper is accusing you of cheating by saying you're on a challenge. But I mean, at that stage, you were well in, weren't you? You were well in.
I was well in. It was night. I could tell you now, I asked the server and I asked her, the waitress, I said, what time is it? And she said it was 9:09. So I was well in there now.
Past the test.
And I didn't have a drink or anything. So
no alcohol.
Yeah, consumed. So there was. I think that should battle it out.
Do you drink alcohol?
I do. I haven't drank this year, though.
Yeah,
I'm going through this little...
You're trying everything.
Pray, love. I don't even know what's happening. I'm going through this moment where I'm just like, you know, trying to find my purpose again in life. I kind of went through a bit of a burnout last year.
Yes.
And it's...
After 4 years as money mentor.
Remind
people, by the way, because I think I spoke to you before a couple of years ago when I was a stand-in presenter.
You know, it was actually interesting.
2020, was it?
Yeah. I was thinking about this conversation with you. It was... it was a lot going on around Black Lives Matter. And
that's right.
The reason why, and I think this is to put more context into this challenge as well. Usually I walk into the room and I could gauge a room. I'm usually on edge. And I know that's not a way to live in life in general. Mm-hmm. I don't want to walk into rooms and feel like I need a safe space. I want to be my own safe space.
Yeah.
So even with that restaurant challenge, that was part of it. I'm walking into a room and There's no one there I can lean into. I have to depend on myself. Okay. So that was another layer on it, another tear on it even.
Bit of resilience.
Yeah, build up resilience about things. I coach a lot of women and I coach them to be empowered. So I have to be walking me talk, you know.
It's amazing you say that because I wouldn't have thought you were lacking in resilience, because the whole idea behind becoming a money mentor was because you had found yourself struggling for money and you had to organise the household.
Yeah, but then as a mammy, you have to grow from that as well. You know, you can do a budget, but then you have money. I have money wounds where, like, to get paid, I'm afraid to ask for money because I still feel like I'm begging.
Money wounds.
Yeah, I call those money wounds where, you know, depending on your environment, the way you see people deal with money is the way you, that's your normal. So I might have broken free and go, okay, I don't have debt now. I paid my debt. That's one thing done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't need to just depend on spending all the time to make me feel good. But then there's things about it. Like if I made too much money, there's a guilt because you're not meant to do that. Or you, I didn't work hard enough for this. You know, I'm not sweating. I'm not burnt out for this. And a lot of people have it. A lot of people think that they have to literally give everything to earn a little bit. And that came up for me, and just realizing that there's a lot, like a lot of people said, okay, being the money mentor, you got a book deal. I've been trying to get a book deal. I've been trying to do this, but I was doing it on purpose. Mm. Like, well, not on purpose, like within my purpose.
It took effort to do that.
Yeah. And also I felt like, you know, if I did this for myself, if you're listening, then you might be inspired by it. And I wasn't really trying to do it that way, but that was what happened. When you're doing something that you feel like is in alignment with your values, things come quicker.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe I don't deserve this. You know, though, that all this was happening. And
plus, this was all aside to your full-time job, which you work full-time at now. So you got a bit of burnout last year.
I got burnout last year. Like, I just wanted to sleep all the time. And I didn't know why. I'm neurodiverse as well, so like doing different things is all well and good. But I got a serious burnout that was scary to me. You know, I was doing the bare minimum, taking the kids to school, and then I watched all the savings dwindling because I just couldn't really do much.
And what does burnout feel like then? Is it just not enjoying day to day?
It feels like you. If I didn't have the kids, I probably wouldn't get out of bed. I just want to sleep all the time.
Right. You're wrecked.
And yeah, I'm just wrecked. I'm tired. I'm mentally tired. You're thinking all the time of ways to get out of this, but you physically can't.
You found yourself buying things, did you, as a bit of to soothe?
Last year, not so much. I found myself, before I was buying a lot of things, but last year, I wasn't. I was just spending the money that I had and doing and saying no to everything, basically.
Right.
That was what was happening. And I didn't know why I was saying no.
Buying stuff when you're feeling low feels like it's going to be a nice rush, isn't there? But it doesn't work.
I'm a spendaholic. It's like saying you're an alcoholic. You never really get past that. So it's always like when something happens, you regress back to that.
Yeah. So, would it be a habit rather than an addiction, really?
Yeah, it's a habit and an addiction. And it's getting
adjacent,
more. If you look at certain apps and stuff where they make the gamification of spending.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'm just talking about even in America where everything is just going up and they're shopping. It's a solution to everything.
Yeah.
Go out and consume.
Yeah. So
we're no better here.
That's, if you see their marketing in that way, then people, if you get a dopamine kick, you could get addicted to it, you know?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Yes, as in social media has proven to us as well.
Yeah.
Do you get much time to yourself these days now then?
Yeah, I get up early most mornings. I love...
How early?
5 a.m.
5 a.m?
Yeah.
You have to?
No, I love it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get up to like do anything. I just get up to just have me time. I do whatever I want.
Oh, I see. You've got the place to yourself.
Yeah,
for a few
quietness
hours before
the kids get up at 7 every morning. So I kind of have 2 hours. They're 7 and 8.
Oh, yeah, that'll be noisy.
Yeah, mental. So I kind of have time for myself where, you know, I'm literally like I'm out the back. Sometimes I'm pottering around now, especially because it's brighter. I do a little bit of skipping if I want to. I don't get up to do anything. I just get up to get up. and just be on my own.
Have your
and
own
I
time.
Meditate. And I never thought I could meditate. I learned all that last year as well.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't
Burnout
think.
Burnout has...
It's changed my life.
Spurred you on, hasn't it?
Yeah.
There's a couple of messages here on dining alone.
Yeah.
Great interview, restaurant challenge. Santa's very entertaining. She's the makings of a series there. She's Daniela. Would love to hear her talking about other challenges. Well, you're taking on challenge.
Lord,
trip
yeah.
to Barcelona here.
Here we go.
I go away on a lot of my own, says another messenger. My worst nightmare is enjoying a nice meal alone and being taken pity on by another table and being asked to join them. I always say no, but then I'm left uncomfortable for the rest of the meal. Says Susan. It's a conundrum, isn't it?
It's a bad one, isn't it?
I'd be definitely
no. Dress fabulous and just say no and own it, I'd say. That's where I'm going
it.
With. Own it, yeah.
Yeah. Go, no, I wouldn't want to interfere. It's, no. It's a bit like the sort of like, listen, I better let you go.
Yeah.
It's like that, isn't it? Position yourself against the wall when dining alone. You miss nothing. Top tip from an old hand. Christina.
Oh, Christina, you know what? I was saying that. I was like, I want to have the Queen's table. I want to know everybody who's coming in. What's because, you, like I said, when people are talking to the left of me, I couldn't look back. And then I was like, do I go to the bathroom? This is getting too much, Santa. So like, you're really too invested. Sure, it's only the parents.
especially if there's a domed ceiling or curved ceiling at all. If you're along the wall, you're absolutely everything. Look as though they're right next
everything.
To you. People are shocking and discreet. By the way, I think giving up phones or pretending to read a book or whatever it is, whether you're on a train, DART, bus,
you just pay attention.
Pay attention. I think Santa sounds like a wonderful person. I hope she gets to enjoy time with herself even more.
Thank you so much. It's a great idea. I hope everybody does it, you know.
It is not possible to get a seat for one in some restaurants. Those who have counters and bars are the best, as Tomas.
Excuse me.
I don't mind dining alone at a counter, actually. That could be good. But then you feel like you're a burden to the staff who are busy making cocktails or something. They're going to go, yeah.
You see, but they're you know, like you have to go and you're paying money. You're a customer.
The Americans you were chatting to, were they looking for tips in Dublin? Did you offer them anything?
Yeah, they were. They were looking. I was telling them to go to Hout. I'm from the north side, you know, north side. What? And so I was like, go to Hout, go and do.
Good tip.
Yeah. And I just was saying, like, they were kind of looking forward to go to London then. I was like, you know, go to Glendalough, like get out of the city.
Really
Dublin
good idea.
Is such a great city where half an hour away you're at the seaside and then the mountains are there. Like, we have everything and there's the crack as well.
I say loads of tourists do not realise Dublin is even on the coast half the time they come.
No,
see the river, that's
they
it.
Don't. They just think that's it. So I'm like, it's such a small city, really enjoy. So they were taking notes and stuff, but whether they'll do it or not, God knows.
Well, she had you on LinkedIn. Friends shop at Barcelona now.
Lindsay, if you're listening to this, I love you.
Santa, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Whatever you do next, sure, let us know. Sure, drop in any time. We'll have an hour
chat. The madness.
If you want another challenge, we're up for it. So, as it stands, you're going to Barcelona on your own?
I am indeed.
Oh, have a great time.
I will indeed.
That's a really cool place.
I hope so. I hope I'll have a great time.
You're now allowed to bring a book or use a device of any kind.
I'll get
absolutely love the segment. Santa is so funny.
Thank you.
Loads of messages for you.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a quick break back after these.